from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is time for the wake-up call. We want to get your thoughts on your biggest takeaway from college football this past weekend. It was week one. So give us a shout at 404-726-0929 and tell us what's up.
Bo, do you need to give some wake-up calls to some TV providers out there or anything like that? Because I know that you've struggled a little bit.
No, I'm not.
I've seen a lot of people coming across the socials talking about some of that, man.
No,
that's not good.
I'm not touching that because, you know, there's money, there's money. And, you know, you have advertisers. I will say that I'm just tired of the disputes with sports packaging. ESPN is the latest to have a dispute with a provider, and I am now without my ESPN, and which, you know, probably not a terrible thing, but maybe I can, you know, I just need to be able to watch games on. I need it back by Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
I do have a wake-up call. I'm going to save mine for the end because it is off topic.
Okay.
But it's something that I noticed here. Ooh. In studio. So Uh-oh. We'll see if we have time to get to that.
Let me look around.
You know, just, you know, not going to call anybody out right now. But the lines are full, I will say. And we can start with Chris in College Park.
What
Good
up?
Morning, Chris.
Hey, make some noise, boys. Squid Nation in the building.
Jesus. That's right.
Here we go. Must be week one.
That was my vomit style.
Hey, you know.
Projectile style.
Uh-oh. Just hold that. You keep that same energy. Morning.
Good morning.
Morning, fearless leader.
Sir, how are you?
Doing great. Morning, All-American.
What up?
I'll bring the energy. What up?
Bonjour, mademoiselle, les foutes blackmore.
Oui, oui.
Yeah.
Merci beaucoup.
You know what? Yeah, merci. Yeah. So, you know, speaking of going off the grid, perfect time. Now, I'm going to take a page out of the Chief's book. What's happening, Chief? And I got a question this morning for the fearless leader, All-American, and Dylan the Dude. And guess who it pertains to?
Uh-oh.
So, I need to know, guys, was it harder for her head to get through the door coming back from the Super Bowl? Or was it harder for her head to get through the door coming back from the Paris Summer Olympics?
That's
and
a good
on
question.
That note, and you know what? On that note, I'm going full Napoleon Bonaparte. Aviva la Squid Nation. Aviva la Squid Squad. Au revoir.
Oh, I need more coffee for that this morning.
Jesus, that was so good.
That was good.
That was well done. Well prepared. I don't think Tiffany's head wasn't big coming back from the Olympics. She had a little time to marinate over in the Ireland a little bit. I think her head was spinning more than it was inflated when she got back.
That is accurate. It's still spinning.
I will say I didn't know they made berets to fit the big heads.
What? Get out of here. I came back the same as this. Oh, please. I can't. All right.
I'll save you here, Tiff. Even though you called me out this morning, I'll take the high road and I'll say you still came back humble.
Wow.
Like, there's, you know. You know, when you act like you've been here before because you have been here before, then, you know, it's just not. It's just like that, you know.
Whoa.
You know.
And you did the Olympics
pew,
before.
Pew, pew, pew. No, but just in general. You know what I mean? Anyway. Will in Mike's Mafia's headquarters is
there
on the line.
Is.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Bring it in.
What's up, my boss
what
leader?
Up, Will?
How we doing?
Hey, man. Appreciate you holding it down.
Yeah, for sure. So, solid top five list. Much appreciated.
Yes, sir.
You are correct. I am not a Georgia fan, but geez almighty, Mary and Joseph, they are loaded.
Yes, they are.
From top to bottom. So, yeah, watch out SEC. And secondly, I'm a Florida State guy, and I'm going to need a prayer every day before our game starts. because we look like trash.
Yeah, God bless you, man. I'm sorry. My thoughts and prayers will be with you and Sandy and Mike Bell and everybody else around here that's a Florida State person, because that is that's not good, man. It's not good at all.
Especially on the heels of last season. So condolences to all. We're going back to the lines. Phil is on his way to work. What is going on, Phil?
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
I'd just like to say welcome back, Miss Tiff.
Thank you.
While you're on your globe-trotting hiatus, I took a hiatus. I did not call.
That's true.
Want to thank and tell all the guest personalities did a great job. They were fun to hear. But we missed you. The fumbling, bumbling duo that you left behind.
Oh, no.
I'll wear that.
No matter how hard they tried, they had their eye on where they wanted to get. They just didn't have your decisive and incisive leadership to get them there.
Wow, Phil. Thank you, Phil.
So it's good to have you back. Good to have the show back on track. And thank you for returning. That's the big thing. Y'all have a good day. Oh, my last thing. My takeaway from the weekend is Georgia Tech is on the way to being relevant.
Okay.
I'm a big Georgia fan, but I think a good, honest-to-goodness rivalry between Tech and Georgia is nothing but fun and good for the sport. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, buddy.
You too.
Well, I'm glad.
I appreciate these guys holding down the fort and the guest host again while I was
A rudderless ship.
Away. Yeah. Oh, stop it. Well, you guys did great, so I appreciate it.
Of course. We wanted to support you while you were over there, and so we could hold it down for you. I'm just glad that Phil didn't bumble and stumble his way all the way through that call and not get to the actual college football takeaway, which he almost did.
Stop. Okay, back to the lines. Oh, boy. We got Chief on the line. Good morning, Chief.
What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? It's showtime. She's back in the house. Miss Blackman. I tell you, I got a couple of takeaways where you were gone, and you know, me and the tribal chief tried to protect you a little bit because Mike, I'm telling you, Mike was off the chain. Let me tell you, first of all, Tiffany. Yeah, first of all, he's all in your business trying to find out how many pastries you were eating, taking bets and stuff over there. And then he's trying to find out who you're dating. He's all in your business with your friends when they were on the show.
Well, I'll say nobody in that group.
I'm telling you, he's all in your business, Tiffany. You know, and me,
we were trying to tell him
not to ask those questions.
Yeah,
Mike, don't
ask. Did A-Town know anything then?
Oh yeah,
I don't
A-Town
know.
Was letting the cat
no, I don't think
bag.
She. I don't
yeah.
think she knew anything then. Yeah. So no, not no, that there's anything to know.
No, she kept it close to the vest. She kept it close to the. She protected you.
She did.
But
good,
I'm
good.
Glad to hear you back. And my takeaway from this weekend is, DirecTV, you suck.
No comment. And the microphone swings away from all of our faces.
Right.
All right, fair enough, man. Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, that was.
It is good to have you back.
Oh, my, that was a mic drop. All right. Appreciate the calls.
I blame ESPN.
Chief, we got Big James waiting on us on the west side. Good morning, Big James.
What up?
What's getting to? Hey, my takeaway, man. Nico is the Heisman. Go Vols.
Yeah, he's a beast, man. There ain't no doubt about that. There is nothing more beautiful than a hypo offense with a quarterback that actually knows what he's doing over there, man. I'll be honest with you. Now, I say that, and I won't be saying that the third Saturday in October, but when Josh Heupel has a quarterback at the helm that actually can throw the ball around and know what he's doing inside that offense, it's pretty good. Pretty fun to watch, man. I definitely think he's a Heisman contender.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.